love is the very thread that holds the fabric of the universe together, and it's what connects each of us together. And so when you share that, you're just giving and receiving love from them.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. The NIH estimates nearly 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder. To put that in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. You'll be as surprised as I was to find out what autoimmune entails. I brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted. So let's get started. Welcome, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight it's a pre-record, so I think as we look all bright and shiny with the sun here instead, but I know you're listening to us at 7 p.m. Friday night Eastern Time. Every Friday night we bring you a brand new episode of the Autoimmune Hour. And it's springtime here. Maybe you can see the sun. I'm so excited. Things like the dogwood are blooming and the crocus are coming up. I'm just so excited. I love this time. And I also love this time because the days get longer. So that's really exciting. And I'm also excited because I finally captured someone I've been trying to get on the show for a while. He's just such a busy, busy person. And his name is Robert Clancy. He's a creative visionary, a number one international best-selling author and spiritual teacher. And he's president of Guide to the Soul. At age 19 and at the lowest point of his life, Robert had a major spiritual awakening. I'll let him tell you the story because it is just surprising. It really is surprising. And tonight we're going to talk about his latest best-selling book called Soul Ciphers, Decoding a Life of Hope and Happiness. He's also a husband, father, ordained minister, and fifth-degree black belt in the martial arts. And he's a martial arts instructor. Welcome, Robert. Thanks for being on the Autoimmune Hour. I can't even talk tonight.
That's okay. I have that effect on people. So it's truly an honor to be here with you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Robert and I have known each other for a while via the internet, how you kind of, quote, unquote, know everybody. But I've met him in person down in San Diego not too long ago. And I finally said, you got to be on the show because I just love his message. Finding hope, regardless of your diagnosis, finding happiness, regardless of what's going on in your life. So, Robert, when you first told me the moment in your life where everything changed, I was just stunned. Can you give us a quick little overview? Because at 19, I know you said you were thinking it was all over.
Yeah, you know, I'm a ones and zeros guy. I'm actually a programmer. I'm that logical. I got 100 on a logic exam and 100 in the course in college, and one of the few students that have done that. So that's how logical I am. And what happened was back when I was 19, I was a straight A student, just top of the line on all of that. And my life fell apart in a very short amount of time. I had lost several friends to suicide. There were others that were killed in horrific car accidents. One was with a motorcycle and a van. And then, my mother was having a nervous breakdown. My dad was drinking again. And then the last thing I had left was my girlfriend. And she broke up. And it was a horrible breakup. And this happened in such a short amount of time that I stopped caring about everything, including myself. And I started mixing prescription drugs and alcohol. I just didn't want to feel anything anymore. I was like a zombie. I was showing up to work, just had no sleep, had dark circles under my eyes. And this waitress in the restaurant I worked in pulled me aside and she said, "I know what you're doing to yourself and you need to stop, or you're going to kill yourself." And I tried to deny it. And that's when I broke down And she said, put your hand out. And so she made me put my left hand up and hold it up. And she placed this brochure in it. It was like a little 3-panel brochure on how to meditate. And she put her hand on top of it and handed it to me and said, this got me through some difficult times in my life. And you go home and do this. So it was around midnight. I got home and I read the pamphlet. And being the logic person I am, I just took it all in and I started to meditate. And it's about 3 hours in when the divine experience thing happened. But before I started, I did two things. I said out loud, if there's a God, I need to see something tonight or I'm done. I'm done with life. And I said, if you exist, you need to help me because I obviously need help. And I started the meditation. And about 3 hours in, I felt like there was a light flickering. So I opened my eyes and then I shrugged my shoulders because there was this light shining on the wall like a laser pointer. And I thought it was coming from my window. And I thought, well, this was a waste of time. And now I'm really done with everything. I'm just done. This is stupid. I'm over. But I couldn't break the beam of this light. And it looked like almost like a crystal or a diamond and a laser pointer shining on the wall in this dark sphere, dark space, you know, on the wall. And the light was illuminating the room to some degree. So I waved my hand in front of it and I sat on the bed and I kept closing my eyes and opening them because I could see this either way.
Wow.
And after a short amount of time, it just unfolded like a butterfly into a Barbie doll sized angel. So it looked like there was a hole cut in my wall and this was on the other side coming toward the hole. And then that black space opened up to the size of the room and hovering above me was a 7-foot angel. Now, I kept this a secret even from my own family for the last 30 years. I've been just living with this knowledge. And I know I was not hallucinating and I was not sleeping because I've had people ask me. There were things that happened to me during this moment that prove otherwise. And I got to look into this angel, this beautiful, I mean, I wish I could paint it for people. And I was healed. You know, I could close my eyes and see this light coming from her onto me. And she just kept looking in my eyes. And then she floated forward and touched me in my forehead with her index finger. And that's when I closed my eyes and raised my palms to the ceiling and I could see my whole life and what I was going to do and never to have fear, doubt, or worry again. And just know what all the love in the universe is. It's almost like being plugged into the internet and getting all the good stuff and never, you know, having any of that negative in your life again. And after that, you know, I saw this like slideshow. There were no words ever spoken by the angel. So it just all came into me. And I sat there because my whole body got warm. And then she went back to the single point of light until it was gone. And I got up and I walked into my bathroom. I put my hands on the counter and I said, dude, that just happened. And you're now going to have to live with knowing. You're going to have to live with knowing that God is real, that heaven is real, and that angels exist. And now you have this knowledge. And how do you know all of this? Because she showed you. But how? And I was like questioning myself. And I wanted to run out my front yard and yell at the top of my lungs, like, heaven's real. And I didn't tell anybody, including my brother was downstairs in his room sleeping. And I wanted to wake him up. And I just said, he's going to think I'm absolutely insane. So I just lived for the last 30 years without really telling many people. The only people I told were those who were close to crossing over. And I knew that I had to live with knowing, which is kind of a blessing and a burden. And the only proof that I have are the words that come into me. And I'll share some of those in a little bit with you. But that's how I see. And I posted all these on my Facebook page. I just wake up and they're already written. And like when you said hope, today I posted one that said, hope will never leave your side unless you choose to let go of it. And the instant you lose hope, you lose everything. And I see these words and feel them.
That's beautiful. And I think when you've got an autoimmune diagnosis, hope is one thing that you hang on to that you really need. And I think the hardest part with an autoimmune diagnosis, if you, as I like to call them, white coat authorities, because you know, you're taught to believe them from the time you're sort of smashing your hope. Like I would hear things like, get real, Sharon. This is the diagnosis, and this is where this diagnosis leads. And it's hard to find hope sometimes. So
yeah, my niece had Addison's disease, there's no cure for.
Yeah.
And then she developed type 1 diabetes and celiac and passed away at age 18. Mm. Her legacy and what she taught our family, as much as we didn't even know she was sick, she wasn't diagnosed until just 2 months before she passed away.
Wow.
Because she lived every moment of her life with a smile on her face. Her journals told us how sick she was. She never showed anyone. And that's the beauty is understanding that we all have this legacy. And that's what hope is. Hope exists, like the three words, faith, hope, and love. Believe it or not, they only exist when you do believe in them. Isn't that the amazing thing about those? And hope just, it's there as long as you hold on to it. And of all the journeys of life you encounter are valleys of despair and mountains of hope. Just know that the heavens are above the valleys and the mountaintops touch them. And to reach the summit, you just take one of those hope-filled steps past your fear, your doubts, and your worry, because that's worse than what you have. Often that creates it. In your mind, you're a machine. You have chemical and electrical. That's my logic side. And the spiritual side says your thoughts and that love in your soul controls how that responds to it. So that's the key to really seeing that. And, you know, my niece, she went into a coma and passed, you know, pretty quickly. They revived her several times at the college that she was at. And, you know, her brain activity stopped. So that's how she would have wanted it, because she lived every moment embracing life with that smile, with that energy. And that's the beauty of her approach. And I look at every one of us have these legacies. We all don't know how much time we have. So I never worry about that. I just know that we're all held, and we never see the beautiful picture God paints for us, because we're always standing on the canvas. And that's this is great perspective I have, that when you can back up, you see the beautiful picture. So no matter how crappy it looks around you at that moment, there is a bigger picture at stake.
I love that metaphor, Robert. That's fantastic, because I'm thinking of, you know, you could have some paint splotches on your canvas right around you, but you can't tell they're flowers until you back away. They just look like maybe a blob or something up close.
Or some other words that I think people could come up with, but yes. But you also, you know, laughing and smiling are the greatest tools we have. We're the only creatures on this planet that are capable of doing that. If you really think about it, you know, there's that. And one thing that I learned from the angel when she first appeared, she didn't have a smile on her face. It was sort of neutral, almost like a Mona Lisa a little bit. And I thought of something really stupid and thought, can you read minds? And that's when she smiled and nodded. And at that moment, I thought, I just made an angel smile. And I realized how important that tool is, because that brought just elevated the peace and love that I was already feeling.
Wow. You know, we had the beautiful Valerie Shepherd on a little bit ago, and she makes me laugh and smile as well. And I know you know her. And she was talking about laughter yoga. And I'm thinking, what? And so we did a couple of minutes of laughter yoga. And I was surprised. Here, I'm just on the show, we're interviewing. She says, here, let's just start laughing. How fast it changes what's going on. It just instantaneous as seconds into this laughter.
Right.
Even though I would say it was sort of a forced laughter, it wasn't like I found something funny. I thought that was so amazing.
But it changes the chemistry in your mind, and it's proven. There's scientific results of sharing the smile. And when I wake up, people ask me, you know, how come you're so happy? How do you, you know, you must have a perfect life. And I said, my best friend just passed away. My 18-year-old niece passed away. I just lost my parents. You know, there's a lot of challenges. But I said, one thing that I do when I wake up is I smile. And I smile when I'm alone, because I realize I never am.
Oh, wow. I like to play a little fun game and smile at people on the street. And I like to see how many smile back. It depends on where I am. You know,
well, really smiles are the only contagion that we need to spread in this world.
Yeah, I love that. That's another Facebookable. There we go. We need to take a quick commercial break, everyone. We'll be right back with Robert Clancy, and we're going to find out some more about his book, Soul Ciphers, Decoding a Life of Hope and Happiness. We'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour, but maybe you didn't know I'm also an author, mostly nonfiction. But recently I delved into the world of children's fiction with the Pinky Chenille series. If you haven't had a chance to check out Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, go over and check it out at pinkychenille.com. That's Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, Chenille, C-H-E-N-I-L-L-E.com. Thanks. See you there.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight we're here with Robert Clancy. He's a creative visionary, a number one international best-selling author and spiritual teacher, as well as president of Guide to the Soul. And he's been sharing his amazing story that he had when he was at the lowest point of his life, and an angel visited him and gave him all sorts of fascinating insights into living a life of happiness and hope. And he was sharing with us, I just love this idea of laughter and smiling. What are some other things that you've discovered that help people get through some of those low points?
Yeah, one thing that you can do is reach out to others. My grandmother had this amazing philosophy. It was, when something good happens to you, hold it in for as long as you can. And when something bad happens, share it with everybody, because they take a little piece of that, just like they take a little piece of the good things. So you keep, you know, hold on to them a little longer and share all the bad stuff. And she lived to a very ripe old age. So she'd always tell us, I'm as old as my tongue, but not quite as old as my teeth, if you asked her age. Full of wisdom. We also discovered, you know, we have a Native American background that she told us on her deathbed, and we've since proved it. So, you know, there's like this family secret that she's always had too. But the wisdom that's there is going out, and if you can reach out and share what's going on, and not to be negative, but it's just to know that there's other people there to care. And if you're one of the people who are receiving this, it's just to be ears. Sometimes people just need someone to share it with so that it takes that away. We're all here for the human condition, and when you can share and connect, that's how you live. That's life. That's what we're all here to be. And on that level, love is the very thread that holds the fabric of the universe together. And it's what connects each of us together. And so when you share that, you're just giving and receiving love from that.
That's beautiful. I've heard the term, and I try to do it, but I want to get your insights on it. When someone holds the space for you, it's lovely. I've tried to do that with other people, but it's not all that easy to do at times. What is your definition of holding the space for someone?
Well, holding the space is being present, because that is the presence is the present. It's the gift. And being present for them, and even just a thought acknowledges and connects. You know, I was heading to an appointment today, and I was heading along in my car, and I passed a homeless man with a sign, but I wasn't stopped where he was. The light was green, and I was going right through. But for that moment, I turned and acknowledged him and brought him into my heart. And just being there and having that presence to give that nod that I know what you're going through, and you are human, and I understand that in some way. And that's the beauty of life, is to be able to hold those moments. And, you know, I wanted to, go and pull around the corner and come back and just get in my car and walk over and ask them questions and just be there to say, hey, I know you're a person.
I think that's the critical part, is to acknowledge whomever is dealing with something, that you're a person and you have value regardless of what's going on in your life at the moment.
Right.
But I always used to tell myself, sometimes even write it on post-it notes, you know, this too shall pass. And that was always helpful for me to realize when I was at some of the heights of what they call flares. It was always very helpful for me to do that. To find, yes, and to remember things that had been good and had been not so good, that had, you know, moved on in my life. So let's talk a little bit more about this idea of when maybe we don't have someone in right near us at the time. What tips do you have for bringing ourselves up? Sometimes we can get in rumination or a little woe is me talk. And I know you have some great tips for sort of talking ourselves out of it.
Yeah, it's volunteerism is one of the greatest tools that you have to pull yourself out of any rut. And volunteerism doesn't have to be rolling up your sleeves and building a house for Habitat for Humanity or something, although those are great. It's just simply sharing yourself. And the simplest form of community service is sharing your smile, and it goes up from there. And it is scientifically proven, or pretty close to it, that you can never feel bad when you're helping someone else, no matter how bad things are. And I had a friend who taught me this. He was in his mid-20s and was diagnosed with terminal cancer, brain cancer, one of the worst forms that you can possibly have. The week that he was diagnosed, he actually had a bloody nose. And I said, you know, you should go to the doctor and get that checked out. I get them all the time, and they can cauterize it or something. Well, he went, and they weren't able to cauterize it. They found that he had brain cancer. Mm. They removed his eye by the weekend. That's how bad it was. And he's in his 20s. Do you know what he did with the time that he had? And he broke all the records, too, of what his life expectancy was. He lived for 2 years beyond the life expectancy of 6 months that they gave him.
Wow.
He was doing random acts of kindness. He would go out and pump gas for someone, or he had these little cards he would hand out. And his sense of humor was always there. So he always laughed, and he'd come in and say, what, am I early for the Pirates convention? Because he'd have a patch on his eye. Or I know it's a little early for Halloween, when he burst in the room. And he did this. And I got to tell his mother about these amazing things that he was doing in the last part of his life. And right after he passed away, I went to the hospital and left a random act in his honor on the station where the nurses took care of him. And I had this little angel teacup set, and I left it there with, to the beautiful soul who took care of my friend Ken. And I just left it on the counter and went away. I just slipped it over the desk and left.
What a
those things are just things that you can do to pull yourself out. And I see you smiling, so I know, and I can feel your heart smiling, those of you that are listening, that's the key, is to go out there and share yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have a wonderful friend that's been on the show, and what I love is she's not quite well enough some of the times to go out there and share herself, but she started doing what I'll call random acts of kindness by helping people do things via her computer, via, like, if somebody needs something done, typed or whatever, she's always like, here, let me read your poem and edit, you know, give you some edits or whatever. And I know that's always lifted her spirits because of her diagnosis right now. She's not able to leave the house very easily. So you can do random acts regardless of what you're, you know, if you feel like you're housebound or whatever, you can do all sorts of interesting.
Absolutely. I mean, we have the technology, and that's one of the things that the angel showed me, is that I would be harnessing all these things. And I mean, when this happened to me, it was before the internet. So I saw things coming and they were pictograms almost, you know, almost clues that you got to piece together, but that I would be inspiring youth and doing all these things throughout the world and really using that technology, as you said, in a good way. And that's why I started posting those messages. And I set a goal to write one inspirational thing every day for a year. And I didn't stop. So I've kept it going every day for 4 years, consistent, like not missing a single day, no matter how sick or whatever happened. And now, you know, they're posted almost every day. And a lot, I have so much material. I've written 60,000 plus words. So it's really, and these are for the world. This is what I can leave behind. And it's really centered me to have those thoughts every day and to be given those. And never felt worthy of all of it, but it's a gift that I need to deliver to the world. And they're all stuck in my head too. So you can ask me and I can, anything that you say, I can just literally, almost like a Rolodex, pull them up visually.
Wow. That's amazing. That's a little surprising for us mortals. Who've never experienced that. And oh my gosh, this idea, I'm thinking of the number of times that I want to write some pithy, smart sounding thing on Facebook, and it could take me days. This is shocking.
Well, I will share a few with you. So here's a couple of them, and you're looking at me because we're, you know, for those of us that are on the radio, they can't really prove that I am, but I'm looking at the camera right now. So I have, love has no walls, thus it cannot be conquered. Love has no boundaries, thus it is always open. And love has no limits, thus it has no end. All hearts come in one size, large. Make sure yours is filled with love and compassion. And when it overflows with love and compassion, it may accidentally spill over onto others. If you reach with one hand, you may touch someone. And when you reach with two, you may touch two. But when you reach with your heart, you'll touch everyone. I just have like an infinite number of these. I have some that are, you know, if you said despair, for instance, when you're mired in the shadows of despair, know that there's always a higher light source behind any darkness. You just need to turn around to see it. If you said some people love their jobs, they say some people love their jobs, but imagine if your job was loving, you'd live every day of your life working in happiness. And there's just an infinite number of ways when I call these up. So that's the shortened version of it. And then I have the longer one, which is, they say if you love your job, you'll never work a day in your life. But imagine if your job was loving, you'd live every day of your life working in happiness. Wow. And I can just call them up. I see them, I feel them, and I understand everything behind them.
You know what's so fascinating to me, Robert, and some people who've listened to this show know my other life where I work with body language and nonverbal communication, is when I'm watching you, I'm getting that you are actually reading this from, I mean, there's not made up. The cadence and everything is actually too quick to be sort of making it up on the spot. This is fascinating. Absolutely.
Right.
Fascinating.
But I just see it. It's, I see the words. And then, for instance, the one that when you're mired in the shadows of despair, know there's always a higher light source behind any darkness. You just need to turn around to see it. I see a person with a dark cloak who's sort of hunched over looking at this shadow, and they're in deep sorrow. But from my perspective, which is the side, I can see the light shining down on their back. And what I got from that quote is not only seeing this beautiful light that they can't see because they're only looking at the darkness, is that they're surrounded by light. And that light actually creates the darkness. And it's, you know, I look at the science behind it. If you add light together, things get brighter. But when you add darkness together, nothing changes unless you add light, and then everything changes. And so I see with that quote so many pieces from it. And even when I saw a fire extinguisher, for instance, the word pressure was on it. And I got inspired from that. So I almost see God's math on everything. So the word pressure, I'll just use it as a metaphor. When you feel the weight of the world upon you, know that love will hold up anything as long as your faith does too. And I see somebody almost like Hercules or something holding the world on their back. And then those words come out. And knowing that faith just makes everything lighter and lifts you from that place of despair to the higher area where you need to be. And that's your mind and your body and your spirit can be lifted with that when you have that perspective.
Wow. Wow. Well, we need to take another quick commercial break while we just meditate on this mind, body, spirit being lifted. And we'll be back with Robert Clancy in just a minute.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times, 51, 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And I've just been mesmerized here tonight with Robert Clancy. He's a creative visionary and the international best-selling author of Soul Ciphers, Decoding a Life of Hope and Happiness. And he's been sharing with us what happened to him when he was 19 years old. A life-altering event is the only way that I can describe what happened. And now he's sharing his message that came to him during that time of a life of hope and happiness for all of us, regardless of what's going on in our life. And before we had to take that quick break, I was so fascinated by your talk about light and darkness. I'm not sure what mesmerized me about this idea that darkness get more darkness, but darkness and light get light. I had never thought of that. It's fascinating to me sometimes where my mind wanders with these things. But I know you've got multiple more. What are some others that you can share with us when people are feeling particularly, I'll say, all despair comes to mind. I'm not sure why.
Right. Well, I saw this billboard and it said, peace of mind is a beautiful thing. It was for a health insurance company, organization. And the words were rewritten in my mind to say, peace of mind may be a beautiful thing, but peace of heart allows you to see the beauty in everything. And so when you're in those moments where you're not feeling connected or you're in the despair, it's recognizing the little moments of life. And I recognize that. So the last 30 years after this happened to me, I've been just living and watching people. I've been watching just how a child smiles.
Oh, yeah.
And those are the greatest moments that I see when somebody extends a hand to help someone else. And just that little act of kindness in any way that you do, and watching those little things happen, that's where the biggest moments of life are. They're in that. And if you're missing those, it's like you're running through a museum with your eyes closed. You miss all the beautiful detail of everything. I've seen some people just stare at a painting, one painting in the museum that has thousands and thousands of pieces of art, and it can change their life. That's what those little moments are to me. And if you can see those, just your ability to do something. And when my friend, best friend, was diagnosed with cancer, he lost the use of the left side of his body, almost as if he had a stroke. And I went to visit him in the hospital, and he was smiling. And they had a balloon so that he could practice his dexterity. And just the moment of him being able to hit it in the right direction was a win. That little moment. That's where you find where you can pull yourself out.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Oh my gosh. Oh, this has just been awesome and amazing. I wanted to cover this idea as well as using our creativity. I know you are just a creative visionary. How we too can find our creativity. What are some suggestions? Because this is what you've been sharing with me is so creative that I'm just inspired by just listening to it. What are some tips you have if somebody says, well, Robert, that's so beautiful. I'm not creative.
Well, I have a beautiful exercise. We've all heard of vision boards and life boards, right?
Yes.
And I also heard that Sir Richard Branson, head of Virgin, and he writes down his goals with a pencil or pen. Writes down the goals. So when you can bring something into manifestation, it becomes real. And you can use that in a way and I find it's even more powerful than making a life board, is to draw those goals or those things that you need to release and the things you need to bring in with your own hand. So it's even if they're stick figures, you know, everyone can draw, everyone can write something. So even if you draw, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It matters that you understand what that means. So if it's your fear, if it's your doubt, if it's your worry, I know a young boy had done this where he drew what cancer was. Once he saw the monster, he was able to defeat it. That's the beauty of it, is understanding that you can bring it here and deal with it. If it's in your mind, the fear only grows. It's not been brought out. It's the worry about the worry or the fear of the fear. So bring it here and draw it. And I know that there's many people, you know, who feel they don't have artistic ability. That's okay. I know that you can take a pen to paper and draw something.
Yes, and like you said, even if it's a stick figure or something else, right, this is all about just for you.
It's a creative solution is really what it is. So it's a creative solution as much as your creativity might not be part of it.
Well, you know, an interesting thing when I was taking art classes, and I found that I started to explore what I call the voices in my head that were telling me from a young age, well, that's not what a bird looks like, or that's not what a flower looks like. And it was fascinating to me as I began to release those preconceived notions. Not only did the birds become more creative looking and more comfortable for me to work with, but it expanded my view beyond just a flower or a bird. But it was interesting that I had a lot of voices in my head, and some of them I don't think were mine.
Well, dreamers aren't lost in thought, you know. Dreamers are never lost in thought. They're just going places no one has ever imagined. And that's where you can take your imagination. Think about, no matter how bedridden you might be, imagination can take you anywhere in the world, anywhere in the universe. And that's the beauty of your mind, that great tool that you have, and to use that for healing yourself in that way.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's just awesome. We need to take one final quick commercial break, and I think I'm going to leave it right here, and then we'll come back with some final thoughts from Robert.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour, but maybe you didn't know I'm also an author, mostly nonfiction. But recently I delved into the world of children's fiction with the Pinky Chenille series. If you haven't had a chance to check out Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, go over and check it out at pinkychenille.com. That's Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, Chenille, C-H-E-N-I-L-L-E.com. Thanks. See you there.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight we're honored to have Robert Clancy here. And he's the author of Soul Ciphers, Decoding a Life of Hope and Happiness. And he's just been sharing little, what I call these wonderful little nuggets and little gifts of wisdom with us. Any one of them, I just feel like I could take away and just write a beautiful book of poetry with all of them. It's just been so lovely to hear them all that I've absolutely gotten a bit distracted and mesmerized, Robert. I'm actually looking forward to the transcript of it so I can go back on all of them. I know it's probably saying final thoughts isn't fair, but we'll just say final thoughts based on time. What are some final gifts that you can share with people who are going through things and they're looking for hope and happiness? And I know when I made that shift, and I have to say, sometimes I have to remake the shift. So I think sometimes people think that somehow it's a destination.
Yeah, it's never a destination. You know, there's only one place that we ever go in the universe, and that's always has love at its core. So, you know, that's the only place ever worth going. And everything that you do, move forward with that. And when you think of just the simple acts of kindness that happen, it may seem like a note on a piece of music. But really, it becomes a beautiful symphony the moment that you do it, sung by a choir of angels for eternity. And just being kind, and kindness matters. It creates the light that is in the universe, and it's what holds everything together. And heaven, for me, isn't up there. It's layered right on top of us. And when you have, you know, people that you've lost or what you feel lost, I don't really use that term. I use crossed over, because they've just evolved to that next level. When my parents crossed over, my best friend crossed over, my niece, I just sit here and think about the amazing fan club I have with me all the time. Like, they're here all the time cheering me on. And I have my greatest allies right there, my best friend. You know, I mean, we met in second grade, never questioned our friendship ever, because we just were friends.
Wow.
And he's with me all the time. And, you know, I'm just so proud to have known him and to know him and to have him be there and to have shown me a lot of things in life. So I always think about that, and the people, the circles around you are important. A circle is a halo. And God's math is in that circle. It's pi. It's an infinite number that never repeats. That's just like love, right? I've seen a quote about that somewhere along the line. But there's also that number 3 in it, which is the pyramid, faith, love, and hope. Or if you're in Hindu, it would be Brahma, Shiva, and Vishnu, the creator, the maintainer, the destroyer. It's all the trinity of that. And so look at the circles, because that's your universe. And then you have the greater universe, because the model of the universe is a giant sphere. So I've been working on trying to earn my halo in this life. And the halo, if you put that circle above your head, it means you're directly connected to source. And that's my ultimate goal. It's wow. To be connected that way to that circle. So all the circles in your life, business, friends, family, the world, everything is part of that, and you're part of that greater picture. So bring that and bring all of your heart. I can't thank people. I never say thank you from the bottom of my heart, because I've never gotten there. I can only thank you with all of it.
Oh, that's delightful. That's delightful. One study that I read recently, which was fascinating, although it was one of those where, like, I don't think we needed a study to know it, was talking about people that have addictions and other types of things. And the minute they put them into supportive communities, all things changed in their life. And I think that's sort of what I'm hearing here as well, is this idea of staying connected and developing your communities. And it can be multiple communities. I think sometimes people think a little narrow with what a community is.
Exactly. And yeah, I think about giving back to the community too. And you're part of something greater than yourself. And that is the ultimate piece. And we're not humans with souls. We're souls surrounded in humanity. You're a soul first. I know. You know, my model when I was growing up was, you know, you're told, hey, little Johnny, guess what? You got a soul inside there, and it's connected to God, and God gave you your soul. Don't let the devil take your soul. But if you really look at it, we're always souls the human part is just an extension of that, and it's a temporary one. So that's the key to understanding and that bigger perspective and seeing that great picture that we talked about that God paints for you. So you're part of something much, much bigger in this world. And yeah, it's not easy sometimes. I can't say I'm perfect. You might say, oh my God, that guy's an angel. Like he just does everything right. No, make mistakes just like everyone else. The key to doing that is learning from them, because that's what the human experience is about.
You know, sometimes it's a little tough to learn from things. I'm thinking of my healing experience. If you'd asked me a few months ago or a few years ago, I'd say, I would have said, well, I'm still trying to figure that out. But now here I am going before years soon since the diagnosis, and I'm like, so many things have changed in those 4 years that I could not have predicted or imagined, that I'm like, okay, now things are becoming clearer. I'm hoping that seems like a normal response.
It is. That means that you're on the path and you're walking it, because I have that exact same experience in my own life. As the further I walk down the trail, the more that I understand the bigger picture. And it's knowing that point in the horizon where you're going. And that's the key. So you're never really at the top. It's always part of that journey to get there. And I look at, you know, well, what's beyond the top? Well, there is something beyond the top. You shoot higher. You go for the light. You know, you have your main goal in life. You know, I saw this amazing documentary recently. It was on Gary Shandling, who was diagnosed with pancreatic, I think he had pancreatitis or something, but he ultimately died of a heart attack. But he knew his end was coming. But early on in his career, his goal was to get on The Tonight Show. He said, I'm going to work and work and work, and I'm going to get on The Tonight Show. And one day he was on The Tonight Show. And he did his act. It was stellar. He hit it. And then he went backstage and collapsed into the arms of his friend crying, because he didn't know where he was going from there. And then he realized where he needed to go from there was to take this gift he was given and take it to some other level and then keep working toward that. And yeah, he had challenges, but he left behind these amazing journals, because I guess he wrote everything down. And if you get a chance to see these documentaries, I think they're on HBO right now. I was mesmerized, because you really got to know his soul with what he left behind. And that's his legacy.
Wow, that's powerful. And the older I get, the more I think of legacy. I'll tell you, that's for sure. The more I become fascinated with, what do you want as your legacy? That's awesome. Now, we're just about out of time, but I want to make sure that everybody has time to know about how to get Soul Ciphers and to know more about you, Robert.
Sure. Well, Soul Ciphers, Decoding a Life of Hope and Happiness, is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can order it pretty much from any bookstore in the world, and they'll send it in to you, because obviously they can't put every book in the world on their shelves, but you can definitely get them to get it for you. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on it, those of you that get it. And I've kept the Kindle at 99 cents. I just feel I would like this to be, is, you know, get out there as much as possible. So I keep the cost down on that, just so that you can get it. It's digital. It's really not going to, there's no trees being burnt up to create it. So that's the good thing. And also my website is guidetothesoul.com, and pretty much all social media is whatever the social media, facebook.com/guidetothesoul. The only one that's not like that, unfortunately, is Twitter. So it's Guide to Soul. Somebody else had Guide to the Soul, and it was going to be a soul food book, I think, or something, but they never did anything with it.
The changes.
I'm still waiting for that one.
I'm trying to think. I saw on Twitter somewhere where, I'm trying to think where it was, two people decided to change their Twitter handles. It was really interesting. They realized that they matched up better.
Yeah. Exchange them.
Yeah, that's fascinating. So awesome. Thank you so much, Robert, for being on the show and just sharing your wisdom. Every one of those, like I said, I'm looking forward to the transcript so I can just see. I'm very tactical.
Tactile.
Tactile. Thank you.
Technically tactile.
Okay, there you go. I'm just old-fashioned. I love paper books. You know, I love to do things like that. So I'm looking forward to that. And so what am I talking about? Go to lifeinterruptedradio.com, sign up for Transcribe Tribe. Oh, by now there's probably 170 or so transcripts there, but Robert's will be right at the top for sure because the latest are right there at the top. And be sure and sign up for Transcribe Tribe, Life Interrupted Radio. Everyone, go have a great weekend and week, whatever your adventures. Join me next Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, for a brand new episode of the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. And thank you, Robert, again. This has just been very special.
Well, thank you so much for having me on and allowing me to share at least a little piece of my soul, too.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Everyone, enjoy.
The information provided on lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and/or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio. You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.